Well, good day to you people. And I know that 007 and James Bond has died, as you know. Oh, well, they'll still try and make some money out of it, but it's pretty much dead. But I'll tell you when it really died for me. Now, throughout the years, because I'm a very old man, I remember three James Bonds. Now, there was Sean Connery, and as everybody knows, he was the real James Bond. He brought Ian Fleming's character to life. And Ian Fleming, I believe, never intended it to be a reality type sort of thing. It was always a fantasy land, with spies and intrigue and gadgets. And of course, 007 had to have that certain look about him. And Sean Connery had all that. And then came Roger Moore, who played good parts in, say, The Persuaders, if anybody remembers that, and The Saint. And he actually played the same sort of character in 007, which worked for me to a point. And he had the look, of course. But he never came across as a dangerous man, at least to me. But I believe he did a good job. And then came Pierce Brosnan, which actually he had the look. But by that time, the franchise was kind of losing its way. But he still made quite a few good films, until near the end, I think, when it got kind of, well, real naff. When the films or franchise of 007 died for me was when they got Daniel Craig. Like I say, 007 is an imaginary sort of character and has to have a certain look. And I'm sorry, but Daniel Craig just doesn't have the look. He's kind of like the poor man's 007, B sort of spin-off. And the films just turned out to be an action film for me, had nothing to do with really 007. You see, Ian Fleming created a character that could probably never exist. He was cool, he was suave, he had the look about him. And I'm afraid Daniel Craig had none of that. 007 has to have charisma. Something that can't really be acted. I mean, of course, this is just my opinion. But there's certain ingredients that makes a 007 film. And if you remove all that, it's just an action film. And of course, a reincarnation of what we get next. Well, who knows, but we can pretty much guess, can't we? But it's not a great loss for me because it already died a long time ago. I'm just going to quickly mention that Timothy Dalton actually played a couple as well, didn't he? He didn't do too bad, but never came across to me as an actual 007. It's kind of like 007 was sick for a while, so they had to have a stand-in. So for me, it's Sean Connery number one, Pierce Brosnan number two, because he had the look and the charisma. It's just too bad he had bad writing, especially near the end. And then, of course, Roger Moore. And, of course, the next 007 film, they're going to call it 007, but it won't be that at all. Well, if it's a man, it'll be from definitely an ethnic group that you know, but it's most likely going to be a Femon. And that should destroy the franchise absolutely completely. And, of course, that'll make the Femons happy, because Femons love to destroy things that man has made and degrade it. In other words, they like to piss all over it, because they're very vindictive creatures. It's kind of a form of jealousy, I believe. But it really wasn't a man thing. Just as many Femons went to see 007 as there was men. That's why it was so successful. And Femons should realise it was just a fantasy film. And they should have been on board of that, because we all know that Femons live in fantasy most of their lives.
That's a nice little dig there, Solomon.
Well, you know me, I like to end on a high note, you know. So, you take it easy, fellas.